This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And you got to be part of the conversation. You know, I say this every night, every day. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to figure out... I shouldn't say this way, but you got to get involved to the point where even people you agree with sometimes end up at the same place you're at. They don't come at it the same way. And that's why I always say, get involved in the conversation with them. Right? Even people you agree with, get involved in the conversation with them. Because you might, again, you may learn a different way to approach something and you could win somebody else over. You know, there's a novel idea, right? We don't have to yell at somebody. We don't have to call them idiots. We don't have to get all over their cases. And you might be able to win somebody over. A lot of people have been won over that way. Xander Gibb could be one of those, or was one of those. I think it was Dr. Gina brought him over that way. In having conversation with him, that's a good thing. No, that wasn't the Martha Stewart piece. I mean, really, that's a good thing. Some of you are old enough to remember that. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for being part of the process. Part of the winning process, if you would. All right. You know, I haven't had retired General Paul Valley on in a while. He's a good guy. I love having him on. And he gives us a real scoop on what's going on in the Middle East. He gives us a real scoop on what's going on with the military. And I've got a boatload of questions to ask him tonight. Now, he'll be on after the first break. But I got to tell you something. I heard with all the stuff that's been going on in the election, and I keep hearing about the falsehoods that we spread, Republicans, conservatives, whatever. It just drives me nuts. People have selective, in the media, they have selective recall. Anybody remember, let's see if I can play this. Anybody remember that guy, I used to call him Harry Reid. Remember him? I mean, it was a real lying piece of work. Remember what he said from the Senate floor?
Let him prove that he has paid taxes, because he hasn't. I don't regret that at all.
Some people have even called it McCarthyite.
Well, they call it whatever they want. Romney didn't win, did he?
You hear that? The end for most Dems justify the means. Doesn't matter if you have to lie, and it doesn't matter what you do to make it happen. The end justifies the means. Now, he never said that he didn't lie. He never admitted that. You already know this. We all already know this, right? Now let's look at Kavanaugh. And then the first time that some people heavily came down on me was on the Roy Moore thing. And when Roy Moore was being accused of all this stuff, I kept saying the same thing. You have to wait and let it play out. He is not guilty simply because he was accused. He's not guilty because all these pictures have popped up. And I said a whole bunch of times during, when they were coming at him, where were these women, where were these people when he's run for judge a half a dozen times? When he's been in controversy before, they were nowhere to be found, were they? No, come on, really, they weren't anywhere to be found. Because that would have been the time to take him out. I mean, he's running for Supreme Court justice there. So you think about all those people who came forward and say, yeah, he touched me, he accused me of this, he did this. I wouldn't let him go. I would force them to do depositions at this point in time. I would make them prove their case, not so much to take them down. Because as I said then, and I'll say it again, if Moore is guilty, he goes to jail. It's that simple. Same thing with Kavanaugh. And they use the same playbook on him. The only difference is Kavanaugh wasn't quitting. They were hoping he would simply resign and this would all go away, or he would pull his nomination. Now, Moore's legal team is finding out that there's a whole bunch of similarities between what they did to Kavanaugh, or did to him, and what they did to Kavanaugh. Right? I mean, they came after him, the timing, the content, the amount of women. It was just nonstop. Now, both cases, Kavanaugh and Moore, the liberals just went nuts in coming at him. Political operatives were quick to proclaim the element of credibility. Remember, the women should be believed. The women should be believed. The women should be believed. Right? Kavanaugh was confirmed anyway. And now, as they go back and they're investigating, Kavanaugh's accusers are falling apart. Now, you know this won't deter the liberals. You know that. They'll be back at it again in the next nomination. You know? I'm sure they're pumping up, what's her name, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They're giving her all kinds of steroids and vitamins and all kinds of garbage. Because if she goes, they've got the Senate, we'll have the Supreme Court. However, do not put it past them to stack the court. Do not put it past them to expand the court. I'm not joking. Dead serious. That's a reality. Could really happen. Major General Paul Valley joins us right after the break. Don't go far. I've got a lot to talk about. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hold on.
You tiny brained whippers of other people's buttons.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation. I keep telling you guys this. Don't spew the party line, and I'm talking about whether you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green, Purple, Blue Party, whatever party you belong to. Do your own homework, because they're all lazy, right? Do your own homework. They want you to spew what they want you to spew, but you need to be spewing the truth. You need to be having conversations around the truth. You know, I heard all kinds of stuff today how we're on mainstream media, mostly. But I heard how we were gassing children. We were gassing families, you know, south of the border. And I'm so tired of the misinformation that's being spewed out there. And I don't know what they expect us to do. We're supposed to be protecting our borders. Our president is supposed to be protecting us. And the Democrats, and some rhinos, a good portion of rhinos, you know, are doing everything they can to get in his way to stop him. And I always love to have this guy on because it's always the truth. It's always blunt, and we get right to it, and I appreciate it. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me, as he has in the past. General, thanks for being with me. I always like your time with me.
Thank you, Joe. It's always great to do your show.
Well, let's talk about what's going on at the border, because I kept hearing that we're sending the military to the border. What are they going to do, shoot those people? And I said, no, can we just not be stupid? Right, they're there to support the Border Patrol, and the Border Patrol needs it because they're not the invasion force is not throwing little stones. They are throwing rocks. There's a real problem down there, isn't there?
Well, there is, and I don't know whether since our last program that that you knew I sent Trump, the president, and the Pentagon a plan for securing the border about 3 months ago, and that was to make sure we use active forces with their capability to stop anybody from crossing the border illegally, what I call illegal border crossers. And in fact, he executed that by putting finally active forces on the border to help the Border Patrol and the police along the borders there and so on. So that's happened. But we have laws, and we know now from intelligence that these have been funded. They've been funded through organizations that are linked from Washington to Chicago, into Mexico City and into Tegucigalpa. So these caravans have been organized. It's been pre-planned. They've been funded. And as you can see, the majority of them are young men in their 20s and 30s, just like we saw in Europe. And they put the women and children up front. They attacked our border guards this morning and yesterday with stones, wounding several of them. And so, therefore, they used tear gas to disperse the crowds. And, yes, it burns a little bit. It hurts a little bit, but it's their choice. And they want to storm our borders. They're going to have to pay the consequences.
Yeah, I loved it. But General, those kids didn't choose to come up here, and they're just kids. Said, you know what? Their parents, rushed. Bingo. They care so much
absolutely.
About them. God bless.
Their parents put them out there. And even the kids you saw up close, maybe up to the border, the parents put them up there. If they were your children or my children, I would want to get them out of there.
Yep. Oh, they would be. Listen, if I was fighting for them or I was trying to get something done for them, they would be behind me. I wouldn't be pushing them out in front. And where's all those young men that should be fighting for them? Where's all those young guys that are coming for a better life coming up? And if you saw some of the embedded reporters that were doing some interviews with them, a lot of them didn't even want to be American citizens. They wanted to come to America just to work. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Is that real? So what are we doing here? We need to secure that border. We need to close it. But, I mean, I'm concerned that something is going to happen to spark some kind of bloodbath there, and it's just going to really blow up. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, no, a lot of things can happen, but it's south of the border, and Mexico has got to do their job, as well as Honduras, as well as Guatemala. We know Iran is part of the funding source of this, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and they're doing that through Venezuela. We know they're funding cells to come into the country. We've got that on intelligence by people that we've taken in custody that attempted to cross the border. We've got ISIS. We've got Africans coming in from all different places. And if they truly wanted to come here to work, there's the work visa program. Those are the legal ways to come into this country. But I'll tell you what, this is a mass invasion just like we've seen in Europe.
Oh, and it's funny because they don't show you the masses, but I'm listening to the Border Patrol guys. You know, CNN makes a big mistake when they bring on some of these Border Patrol guys expecting them to be on their side. He's going, wait a minute, you're not showing the 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people waiting to come across the border that are pushing towards the border. We got another 3,000 sitting over here, another 2,500 sitting over here. They're not showing the masses coming over. And there is a leak, as you said, And we keep forgetting. I mean, apparently the Dems really want to throw the laws out. There is a legal way to come over. There's a legal way to present yourself, and that's not with rocks in your hands, throwing them at border guards. It's just amazing.
Well, that's right. That's right. And they know that. That's why it's organized. The transportation has been funded. They couldn't have walked, what is it, 1,600 miles?
Yeah.
Like they did without food, without water, without sanitary conditions being provided.
They had new sneakers, new pants, they had wonderful backpacks on, they had iPhones. These people.
Yes. Give me a break.
Still trying to figure this one out. But Mexico's not going to do anything. Come on, you know as well as I do they're going to make it look like they're trying to do something. They're not going to do anything. We need to make it hurt financially for them if they won't step up, right?
Well, that's right. And as I said, even in the plan that I gave President Trump, that if the Mexicans don't cooperate, then within 24 hours you shut off all aid to all of those countries because money will speak down there. We haven't done that yet. That's part of the plan. And as I said in the plan that I sent President Trump, we can't win this battle on the border by playing defense.
Yeah.
We've got to go on the offense.
Yep.
And that's financially, that's even with our special ops and intelligence going after the cartels with the Mexicans, going after the human traffickers through intelligence. So we've got to be on the offense now, not just defense, to win this war.
Well, I'm going to pick your brain when we come back from the break. I got so much I need to talk to you about. I mean, I want to talk about, are we in big trouble with China? Look at what they're doing. I'm not just talking about the tariff issues. Russia now making a play with the Ukrainians. That doesn't look good either. And Iran seems to be like the little quiet church mouse, just kind of hiding out in the corner, but you know they're causing all kinds of trouble. We'll be back in a minute. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me. He's not going anywhere. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There was a scare at Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. An alert went out about an active shooter, but it was a mistake. Only very few people knew it was a drill. Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger of Maryland was among those taking shelter on the campus of Walter Reed.
I was walking in the halls, and all of a sudden, people who worked in the hospital told us to get in this back room, and about 40 of us went into a back room.
A Pentagon official says a drill was being planned, and someone accidentally triggered the alert. That news never made it to Ruppersberger.
They never told us anything other than the shooter is no longer dangerous. We left the barricaded room, and we went back in the hallway, and they said, nope, you got to go back in again. It's still active.
Ruppersberger is now promising a congressional inquiry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit Team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your wife's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But the guy I want to get to, the guy I want on more often, is retired General Paul Vallely. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Gets so much insight on what's going on with our military and overseas in general. Again, thanks so much for being with me.
Well, thank you, Joe.
You know,
certainly is a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you know what? The less I hear about what's happening over in the Middle East, the more I get concerned. It's just the way I think. You know, back to the Mexican issue or the border issue for the moment. Yeah, I keep telling people, you keep hanging on citizenship. We keep what about residency? You can always give people residency first. You can always see that if they really do want to work, if there really is work for them here. There's a lot of field work. I get that. There's a lot of that kind of work that some Americans are doing. But, man, if we don't get a hold of, if we don't secure, you know, our borders and such, it's going to be nothing but chaos. And more than just voting for Dems, you're going to see more and more violence, because that's what you see in these cities when you let them in without any restrictions, without any information. Just amazing.
Well, yeah, and it's the open border mindset, the globalist mindset, they're working night and day in Europe as well as here in the United States. And we can see what's happening with Europe collapsing as it is right now. You can see the riots even in Paris that's been going on the last 2 to 3 days. But California ought to be aware there's a big influx of Iranian money coming out of Tehran to sponsor cells. And one of the biggest focal points right now is a mosque in L.A. That's run by basically the Iranian government and funded by it. The infiltration into Southern California and California of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard cells is incredible. And we'll be able to provide you more intel on that. But you need to get it out in California, Los Angeles area, what's happening. And they're also coming up through our border areas, sponsored by Venezuela. So there's a lot of things going on in the background on funding, on supporting these caravans, organizing them, providing them the logistics, putting some allocation of some families with kids in there just for a show. But, of course, 80%, as you look, just like it was in Europe when I was over there, looking at the refugees coming into Vienna and into Paris, that they were mostly young males with cell phones, with Puma and Champion and the jumpsuits, you know, the athletic suits. Yeah, they all, that's it. You know, it's a pattern. And that's why President Trump, thank God we have him in office, is doing something about it. And don't let one of them set one foot across the border.
But, General, technically, he only...
Until they save the law.
Look, technically, he only has to declare a state of emergency at the border, and he can beef it up even more. And the courts, technically, shouldn't be able to stop him. I'm amazed. I am amazed at how often the courts are stepping in and snipping his feathers every chance that they get. You would have never seen this under Obama. You would have never seen this under under Bush, for that matter. I mean, this is what shows you the hate these people have for them, for him.
Well, they should be standing up for America and protecting us and protecting our valuable treasury of people and of money that it costs today just to protect America.
Yeah,
and thank God we have our reserves and National Guard and Border Patrol and ICE that are out there fighting the battle every day.
What about these loons on the left? You hear it, CNN commentators screaming that our troops should refuse to serve at the border because it's not what they signed up for. That they can do that. People are sick. Hey,
yeah, they really are.
You were talking about Europe too a little bit ago here, and I notice or I hear conversation around. They are also pushing back. Some of their leaders are pushing back on globalism. They're taking more of a nationalist stance. You know, France first. Germany seems to be one of the few that hardcore heels dug in on globalism and not wanting to give it up. What's the reason?
Well, Merkel will be out of there. Italy's standing up. Europe needs to. The Brits needs to stand up. You know, you look at Holland. You look what's happening in France. Italy, for one, is finally standing up in the Eastern European countries. But it's very serious over there, and it's just as serious now in America with what's happening. It's the same. Mm-hmm. It's the same plan. The same strategy to open up the borders around the world. This globalist thing. Rather than standing for your state and standing and putting France first or Britain first or America first, the people who really understand it better than anybody, I'm telling you, the Russians.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hit that in a second.
And the Japanese. And the Japanese. The Japanese won't let anybody in there.
I love that.
You know,
I really do.
Yeah,
like
so,
they do things. Let's hit China for a second, all right? I mean, we are really in trouble with China in a lot of ways. And I realize that we can hurt their economy tremendously, you know, and Trump has kind of done that a little bit already. But seriously, when it comes to military might, when it comes to what they've done with their military and also what they're doing with the economy and how much we owe them, if you would. I mean, they are really a problem for us right now, aren't they?
Well, I would reverse that, Joe.
Okay.
We are a problem for them.
Go ahead.
We are the problem for them because finally we're going after their corrupt practices, stealing the technology that they've used, taking advantage of other countries in the world with the gigantic tariffs that they've placed on goods, the restriction of who can do business over there. From the standpoint, unless they control everything and control the technology. So they're fading, and Trump is going in with a very strong position in the G20 meetings next week.
Wow.
They're in more trouble than we are.
We're hearing the opposite. We're hearing how they're beefing up their armed services, their military as a whole. We don't know. They're working with Russia now even more. They're actually... you know, doing joint games, if you would, with Russia.
Well, so, they've done that for quite a while. That's nothing new.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, see, this is why I bring you on. We don't hear this. All we're hearing about is how they're beefing everything up and that kind of thing. And then Russia, you know, you made a comment earlier, and you've actually said it before, and it's turned out to be true, is I say, look what they just did to the Ukrainians. I mean, this is like an in-your-face, this is what we're going to do. And you say Russia's just being Russia. Should we be concerned about them invading Ukraine?
No.
Really?
Why should we?
What was all that with the boat? What was all that with the ships the other day? What was all that about?
Well, that's their area. That's their seas over there. And of course, Ukraine's one of the most corrupt countries in the world. We know that. The situation inside Ukraine is just ridiculous as far as unemployment, prostitution. I mean, it is a very corrupt society, and Putin knows that. And so Putin knows that he's going to control those waters over there because he can't depend on the Ukrainians. And so I'm just telling you from the inside what I know, that they're doing what they have to do to protect their own country. And they're not attacking necessarily, other than they took some Ukrainian sailors into custody. But, you know, we take people into custody all the time that come into our waters. So Russia's doing what Russia has to do to preserve itself. Now, whether you agree with them or not, that's something different. But it's nothing for us to get excited about, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
We've got more problems than to worry about Russia dealing with Ukraine.
Well, you know, and again, I'm running down some of these things, and I know you deal with them on a regular basis. Look what's going on in Saudi Arabia with the prince. And, you know, is Trump doing the right thing here? Is Trump doing the right thing and not speaking out against the Saudis? I'm thoroughly confused by this one. I have no handle on this at all.
Don't be. The CIA, and I got this from some very good intel sources. There's nothing, let me tell you the intel I got. And I know Jamal. I was with Jamal in Russia at a meeting in 2017, Khashoggi. He and I did a separate press conference. I'm one of the few Americans that actually knows Khashoggi. He was a big supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood. Prince Salman ordered him to come back to the kingdom. He wouldn't come back. So he goes into the embassy, the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, and the agents are representatives of the prince.
Invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
He was a famous troubadour out Chicago way. He had a boogie style.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. You know, if she wasn't such a loon, I would say good things about her, Bette Midler. I mean, love her voice, love that whole thing. And if they would just keep their mouths shut, it would be so much easier to deal with them. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring him back on. Retired General Paul Vallely, always a pleasure to have him with us. General, thanks for being with me, and you need to finish your Saudi story about the prince.
Well, as I said, I was with Jamal Khashoggi in Moscow in 2017. He and I were on a panel together about the Middle East, and we also did a separate press conference, just he and I with some 50 reporters in Moscow. And he was a very congenial guy. I found him very knowledgeable. He was in the inner circle of the Saudi family. He headed up PR and media for the royal family for a number of years. But I got on the wrong side of Prince Salman. And the word from my intel sources indicated that the prince asked him to return to the kingdom. He wouldn't do it. And so they tracked him going into the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, and the prince had sent up some of his people to bring him back. And the word was that Prince Salman wants you back in the kingdom, and if you're not going to come back voluntarily, we're going to put you in handcuffs and take you back. So as a result of that, a fight ensued in the embassy. He was taken to the ground, and he's a pretty big guy. And I understand he was suffocated to death, and then the Saudis paid $100,000 to the Turks to get rid of the body. And so our CIA couldn't prove that the prince actually ordered his murder or his assassination. He ordered to be brought back, and then that fight occurred, and he died. So I think that is the truth, and we can't forsake the alliance now between Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United States, when and also the billions of dollars and the oil market because of Khashoggi. As much as I like the guy, but there's so many murders and assassinations going on throughout the world that nobody takes a big fuss over it, but yet we're going to jeopardize the relationship in the Middle East because Khashoggi's dead for whatever reason. So that's my bottom line, Joe. Right. That's my analysis.
I get the biggest kick out of this stuff because, you know, the Dems are screaming that we need to do something. We need to punish the prince. We need to punish the Saudis. And I'm sorry, Obama was kissing up to the Iranians. I mean, because they're such a peaceful bunch of people, wonderful.
Look how many innocent people they've murdered and killed, women, children, hung them in the square. What do we do about that? What does anybody do about the Iranians and their persecution of people?
Yep. Yeah. No, it's a whole different mindset with them. It really is scary in the way they think. Hey, let's talk about the guy that we haven't heard about or learned about a lot lately. Anyhow, our little Asian guy out there in North Korea. I mean, he seems to be, do we have him on meds or something? You know, we're not having a lot of craziness coming out of him. I am hearing, but again, I'm hearing it from the national news sources that he still has a nuclear program, and that they're actually building more rockets and that kind of stuff. So why don't you give us an overview?
Well, I think the threat has been lessened, and they still have a program. We're watching them very closely, 24 hours a day over there. Yeah. But basically, Trump has put a little arm lock on them when they met in Singapore, and he's actually, from what I understand, he's not going to screw with Trump. And we see also with the man boys, what I call them man boys, Trudeau in Canada and Macron in France, they're also getting the word. Even though they try to attack him, Trump always prevails. And so I think from that standpoint, North Korea is trying to figure out what to do next. And you talk about threats from Russia, from China, from North Korea. Our biggest threat now are the socialist movement in this country.
That's great. The
biggest threat to democracy and our republic is this movement to socialism, particularly the misunderstanding of the millennials of what socialism is and what it does and does not for a people. And the Socialist Democratic Party, that's the biggest threat in America right now to me.
Oh, I totally agree with you. But listen, I take it back and say, this is what we've done with education. We've dumbed down our young people to the point where they don't understand what socialism really is. They don't understand what it really does to people, if you would. And look at the new young group of Dems that have just been elected. And they're all about socialism. And they don't realize they can't just take a broad brush, sweep it, and make it happen. And I'm loving it. And Pelosi, man, she's going to have her hands full, isn't she?
Oh, she is, yeah. It's going to be an interesting time. But as I wrote an article last week, we used to say, beware of the tides of March, beware of the tides of January. We have to really focus. We have a real battle going on in this country.
Yeah.
And the proliferation of the voting, and it's not going to be good in 2020.
No, if we don't truly get a handle on this, if we truly don't put this out there and let people see it, see how ugly it is, we're going to lose. If you look at what happened to California, and this is what I've been saying now for 2 years. If you want to see what happens when the Dems get control, just look at California. You know, look at our homeless rates. Look at our economy. We, you know, they like to tell we have the fifth biggest economy, but I think we have like percentage-wise, we have the biggest deficit in the country. We can't pay our bills. So it doesn't matter that we have the biggest, economic engine, if you would. It doesn't do any good if we can't pay the bills. And now they're talking about single-payer health care out here.
Right? Yeah, more taxes. So we see the riots in Paris right now for raising the fuel rates again, which are, they always have been two or three times higher than the United States. But the people are getting tired of the taxation and nothing happening from that standpoint. So, this is a whole global effect going on right now, but we'll see what happens. Well, Joe, thank you. I really appreciate being on your show again.
Well, I appreciate the time you spent with us. I'll have you back and off at a later time. Send me the information. I want more information on what the Iranians are doing here in California, especially Southern California, because we are out of control here. Nobody wants to put anything up to slow it down. So, General, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Okay, Joe. I'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Retired General Paul Valley. I got to tell you guys, you need to look him up. You need to look up his organization. And we'll post that in a little bit. I forgot to ask him. Shame on me. But I'm telling you, the guy, he's got his finger on what's happening. And when I've had him on in the past, and I need to have him on more, but when I've had him on in the past, he's called what actions our military were going to take. What we needed to do to win or push back. And you know what? It's about time. You get a guy like Trump. I know everybody hates, not everybody, the left especially. They hate the way he talks about stuff. They hate the way he does things. But we don't see rockets flying over Japan or aimed at Guam. We don't see Rocket Man showing up on YouTube or television anywhere threatening the U.S., talking about how great they are and what they can do. But you don't hear the left talk about that. The only thing they want to talk about is once in a while, right, hey, we have proof that he may still be building rockets. Well, so what? I got proof that he hasn't launched anything in a while. How come we haven't talked about that? Because they don't want to. It's just nuts. And this is where we need to start pushing back. This is where you need to get involved and get engaged. And even if you live in California, look, I know it's tough. I know you feel bad because I feel bad too. I look around, I think about the people who fought to make sure that that we'd get our people out to vote, we'd get the right people elected. You go to bed, you're winning by 11,000 votes. You wake up in the morning and you find out you've lost by 8,000. How did that happen? How did they find those ballots? We have all kinds of stories about, but nobody's going to check into it here. Not here in California. I have to check the number because I'm not sure it's exactly right. But I think we have 16 elected Republican officials in California now. So I know they're going to try to blame us for everything that goes wrong up there, but they're not going to be able to because they're in control. It's all about them. They have more than 2/3. So they can't blame the Republicans for not allowing them to charge us more to rebuild the bridges. Money they've already stolen twice in California. They've already taxed for infrastructure before here. The buckets end up empty, although nothing gets fixed. And then they admit to diverting the money later. Okay. In the next hour, we're going to talk about Dan Crenshaw. And a few other fighters. He's a new Republican-elect out of Texas. And he was a congressman that was mocked on SNL, if you remember. The guy has got guts. The guy has got a spine. And he's willing to push back. And this is what we need to do on a regular basis. He didn't do it in a nasty way. But he pushed back and he caused people to stutter. And when you have people stuttering, because they don't know what they're talking about. Unless they have a physical problem. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Heat up your coffee, or get coffee if you need it. Get a drink. You'll need a drink. And then come on back.